Okay, we're going to assume Pechas is Sugya of marriage. Just a couple of Agdam, let's do a Chilik of it now, and Mimashlam, I guess, on Wednesday, Mitzvah. So we're going to get Maris, what did I say? Just a couple of things is that, but stop, and again, when you bring Maris to people, you should, it's not good to jump around from person to person to person to person, because there's a lot of different Messiahs and Kaisel. A couple of Messiahs and Kaisel. Not for now, it's Wednesday. Anything juicy is going on Wednesday, okay? Anyhow, the different Messiahs and Kaisel, so like if you could go like one day to this person or that person, it could get a little confusing and a little bit not intellectually honest also, and therefore it's, you should in general try to stick to in one Rav or one Messiah or Barach when it comes to Menegeya Maris. It's also could die. I'm not going to lafuk anybody, I'm just saying in general that you should maris should be shown to Tamid Chachamim. As you know, it's not just a. Now I know somebody who can make you make that maris should be shown to to Tamid Chachamim. It's a chilek colors, a chilek shikladas, yeshemayim, and but. Al-Kabbanim, it's something which needs, whatever it needs, the Shikar Adas of a Talmud Chacham, and, it's scary, like, sometimes, okay, everything's for Wednesday, fine, right there. Anyhow, Al-Kabbanim. It definitely is a very big Achrayus Pasukim Maris. On one hand, it says Yeshua is Nenash, but surely he's about to prove Ulai Lachas, that Nigmar Megillah Daf Gimel Mabez, that he's Nenash from about to prove Ulai Lachas. This is a Tesefdo, which there's a Tesefta which says a very chamadic thing that if he pushes up somebody, it says Dabla Melech is Matar Isha Labayla, I think my brachas was that Bezim Bez, Gimon Bez, Dalam and Alf, sorry, Dalam and Alf is, Dalam and Alf, that is Dabla Melech is Oisig Matar Isha Labayla, and there's a Tesefta which says a very chamer if you're pushing off somebody from passing a Shailas. So on one hand, to be machmer is not a pashtada thing because, Vato Peruvu. On the other hand, it's a very serious shaila because we're dealing with, bedikas are safik deraisa. It's angenomen that we do bedikas safik deraisa, and we're dealing with a chiyav karis. So it's a tremendous achrayus pasukim myers bein lekula and bein lechumra. And don't see why anybody would want to rush into it. Want to pasukim myers like. It's a tremendous achrayus and responsibility. When I was younger, I started in Maris. So I did it for a couple of years, and then I decided what in the world I'm doing? I want to be a Maris Rav. I come to a chacham one day. People say I was going to be shayles. Okay, and, but certain things. Certain things you have to do. And therefore, whatever, I'll do it. But, a lot of people, they start Maris Ravs, and then, they pass Maris, and then from the people have some other shiles, and then, that's whatever. But I started, why in the world do I want to do such a thing? One day I come to Tamil Chacham, people ask me shiles, okay, I have to come back, and I have to, I have to pass Maris, and okay, that's what happened. I'm saying, Kesh Vachem put me in that situation. But anyhow, to want Dafka to do it, I don't know. It's did I say something funny?
Wednesday.
Okay, Wednesday. Okay, fine. Anyhow, you're getting sidetracked over here. We don Maris as a Safik Deraisa, that if somebody does a Bissur and Kavagim, a Kavtadik, they do a Bidika and it's never the Bidika. So it's based on the Tum Hachem and the Gemara in the beginning of Rei Kesem. They say, Dima Agashav Lavadaita. That we say that maybe b'shas ma'isi you saw it there's agasha, and therefore we don maris as suffic deraisa. Therefore, if you lose a mara, then the halach is you have to don it as a suffic deraisa. If it's really a suffic, you have to don it as a suffic. You have to don it as a suffic deraisa. I mentioned the shayla Rabbi Klugman that he had a drop off box, and people were putting envelopes in there, and somebody thought that it was money, and they ripped off the drop off box and they stole it. I mentioned the story. They ran away with the drop off box. What? With all the maris. What?
Well, we see him for a surprise.
Yeah, he opened it up. So if it's taka something which if it's so you have to if it's really a real shaila, then you have to down yourself address the chum. Unless you're able to figure out it really wasn't a shaila and it was but if it's really taka a real shaila, if it's taka shaila. I mean, I've had it people drop off the things in my mailbox and then my kids open up the envelope and it's like a dirty tissue and they threw it out. like, obviously, I'm going to give you tissues. Like, I mean, now they know already. Like, you know, like, tissues are a shayla, you know. It's like a kid, I came over to once, like, you know, all the face little, like, I know what it is, you know. like when a friend clued him in. Okay, when he's in high school. But, okay, anyhow. Yeah, so taka, if a taka gets lost, you know, you do have, you know, I spend many times having to go through the garbage trying to find the maris, you know, when they happen a couple of times. And I tell her, don't drop off my mailbox. I'm saying, do not do that. Akopanim. But if it gets lost, I have to write so much in kesem as it didn't suffer. But in the kesem, we're going to dan that it's going to be cool. Now, in terms of when you have a maris, don't wait too long to show it to a rav because maris fade after time. You should have it within 2 days. They start fading the color, and you know, sometimes people come with a whole stack, 14 maris, 15, and then when you look at you know, Yom Zayin, and number one, a lot of times you lose it. Like, oh, my wife did a hefsek, I don't know where it is, and whatever. You know, we have shayles that people find maris like 3 months later, and they found a mara, and like, and then it's no good, and now what? Like, whatever. Kids, so sometimes I ask yourself, don't leave it around, and also the maris fade. So, you know, there was a lot of times to figure out whether what it was a couple of days ago. I used to be a Navi, but now I lost it as I got older. No, I'm saying you have to, like, how can you figure it out?
How do you ask it in those cases when you can't tell because it's too old? You see something that rising.
You go to
if you look, any Mara which is a Safik, it's a Safik that's a Lachama. There's no Safik is over here. If you have to be 100% Behakrif Mutter, that it's going, you know, in order for it to be Taras, 100% Mukhach. And if it's not 100% Mukhach, then it's going, whatever. So if you can't figure it out, then it's going to be a problem. Because you should get your maris in.
But you judge it as now, not 3 months
later. So now you see a certain type of color, which is a faded type of color. And you know with time it fades. So now you know. This is a color which at one point was darker. You know that. It's not by Sheru Sham that, whatever. This color I know faded, and it looks like a faded color to me. So this color right now, it's a Suffolk. What it was when it came out, I don't know. So it's very possible. What? It's very possible.
What's that? 2 days, that's when already...
I didn't say 2 days is the color fine. You should try to get within a day or two. Might do one over 3 or 4. No. What did you say?
What's Rebbe's color from?
You should bring it as quickly as possible. But it depends too. A guy calls him not from the shul, he has maris or whatever. I just say like, I don't know. I'll bring somebody else. For sure. Whatever. For sure, I'm saying that type of situation. Even if for whatever, I'm saying. But I look at it. Whatever. I'm saying, see what we could do.
You judge based off what it was. Don't you judge off it now?
Because if it came out, it was red, then it was red. I'm saying, then it was tummy. The fact that you know that it faded and it's not going to... The fact is very good. Another important nakuda is that in the game Maris. You have to. In Stamze, the Messias is that when a bedika kol comes out, when it's shiny, when it's wet, has a certain shine to it. That shine is like the shine gives it a more of a reddish tinge, because it's wet. And when it dries differently. So Lemaisa on its side is Messiah and Maris, which we discuss more on Wednesday, when they gave them Messiah and Maris. But definitely the Messiah in Maris, it was not on dry, not on wet pedica cloths. But don't get wet pedica cloths. Only wet pedica cloths that sees maybe their wives. Like, it wasn't shad that the person does pedica runs right away to the Rav. So the Messiah definitely was definitely on dry maris and not on wet maris. And the CSS is just like a wetness tinge to it, and you don't have to worry about it. Because it might be a dive for you not to look at it till it dries. Now a lot of times, I guess people are nervous. They're sore, look a little wet, they look a little like whatever, and then it dries and then it disappears, and they get all nervous. It's a Italian sugar of the Barmy Mishtana. The CSS is just a shine to it. When it has a certain shine to it, it gives off a certain type of...
How long do you have to wait?
Wait till it dries. You have to wait till it dries before a person. It's not that. It's more of a, it's if from these things are very theoretical questions. From experience, you know how things are. That's all I'm saying. Like,
you've already saw a wet one. Maybe has to pass him.
If from experience, you know how the thing is going to look. And I'm saying out to yourself. It's not an issue so much on Rabbanim. You know, they know what the shine is and whatever. I'm saying out to yourself. It's something with. It's something out. It's not. What?
Can be common if it's a half hour before Shkia just doing Medika and it's easy to get to the road, they're going to bring it in.
It's not so common. I mean that. That she does a bedika and that the Rav is not usually half hour shkia. The Rav is usually in the second seder, right? Not always like whatever. Not somebody. You don't see somebody. You don't see so many second.
But if you
start, what?
No, you run the second seder.
Fine. No, whatever. Seder. Okay, it's just not fine. Right there. Right there. In terms of after you do the bedika, so when it's wet, don't put it like people like put it on like a tissue or something. And the mara goes all over the tissue, and they put in the envelope, it gets all over the envelope, and smears all over the place, and it gets lost. What do you say? They have those boxes we have, which are very good. Those little, plastic little boxes.
What's wrong with a mess? A mara box?
No, nothing. You just have to start looking at the tissue, and it's nothing. Of course, they look at all the parts. You can went over there. Of course, they look at all the parts. And Shavuot Rachmanis on the Rav. You know, it's like opening up the envelope and looking over there, looking over there, and see how it's on the glue with the tape and whatever. Because you get those boxes. When you drive the boxes, pick them up or be mafker them because I have a whole collection of them. Okay, an underwear store. But no, it's really not nice. What? My thing is there a MDNA? Can you ask me that? Is there a MDNA if a guy leaves it by Rav more than 2 days, they want me to throw it out?
Yes.
No, because a lot of times they forget it.
What's
that? What's that? Well, because a lot of times people just forget. A lot of times people just forget. No, they'll come to after by the time I get on to call them, they'll call me. Now, that people come 2 months later. I was like,
yeah, 2 months later?
Yeah, they'll pick it up. Like, to the Rav, you know, maybe they'll bend it. Okay. Anyway, I can find him. What say? I don't know Americans. I'm only Americans. Right? Fine. So, kids, you should put it in a place where a place which is safe. In terms of putting on oil, baby oil, KY, water, all sorts of things like that. In terms of putting on the bedika cloth, the vikuach is whether do you say that it's. Watering down the bedika, and if you put kerei on the bedika cloth, so kerei has a certain tinge of color to it, and you're gonna do a bedika, and it's gonna you know change the color, or then baby oil, things like that. So the tzaddot has two things. Well, some say well things are clear. It's like why should it? And how much are you doing already? So as these things are totally right in Bati Midrashim, in terms of. Whether, I mean, no one loves it, that's number one. No Rav is thrilled about you doing it. But it's, you know, when you're doing it for a tzarech. You're not doing it, it's not for fun. You're doing it because it's dry, you're makas, and things, and thing, and situations like that. So, a Berkowitz recommends just put it on yourself, like 20 minutes before, half hour before, in your body. So, softer, makes your ears softer, it's easier to do bedika. And it's easier to do bedika, but it gets absorbed into the body. It's not going to change the color. Other places, the Mikra, they say, Yeshon Masero, you know, they have Masero B'diyuk, how it changes and how to figure it out. You know, what's the Chassan Rebbe from Lakewood? What's his name? No, the Chassan Rebbe. No, not the Mishmem. I try to remember the names because I never met him, but they call me up. No, they call me up. Oh, what's his name? Chassan Rebbe recommended me. Oh, yeah. Rebbe Chikovitz. I think a lot of people learn by me. He's a big customer. He seems to be like a lot of people learn by him. Everyone learned by him. Beginning of his mind, I get a million phone calls. But like he personally, he said in Lakewood, they have a messer about what to do with KY, putting on the bedika cloth, and he'll, if it's diluted, he'll tell on the how diluted it is, whether to machim or whether to make on. You probably have to hurt 20 minutes before, half hour before it gets absorbed into the body. It's not there. It's soft. It's softer. Yeah, it helps. But it's not going to do anything. If you're doing it, if you're doing it a second before, there's basically no difference between putting on her.
And then, it's only
no, they're trained. You know, it dilutes a little bit, so they're trained in terms of if this is a diluted color. So then, If this is a diluted kalos, and then this, what I say? So one of two things. If it's something, I ask them, please, next time, don't do it. I say it's like, I don't know. I get the echo them when they're all wet, and I don't know. It's a personal issue. I'm saying that it's not bad. I asked them the next time to put on 20 staff out before. If it's no shayla, there's no shayla. If it's no shayla, it's no shayla. If it's if it's a shayla, you have to try to figure out if it's diluted or not. It doesn't happen too often that only people do it. I'm saying it happens once. I ask them not to do it, and if they don't like it, they go to somebody else who does do it. I'm saying there are some people who do it. I'm saying I don't know. What's the Romain? I'm saying well. I think he doesn't like it, but he does it, right? That's what he said, right? That's it. He's not thrilled about it. He'd rather not, but like, whatever. And Sir Kim, that's what I understand. Who else is around here? What's his name there? Was he there? Whatever. It's not a halakha, so much shayla. It's basically, if you have a clarity how much it dilutes it, then it's beseder. Basically, out of clarity, how much it loses. But say if you're out of clarity, it's not going to be a seder. The Megillah. Yeah, so when you're gay passing Myers, you have to like you said first, Shemen Zacharias. When on one hand, it's the Tyre of the Baila and each day of Peruvu, it's a Chiyav Karis. Like someone said, you're. When do you know if you're ready to be able to pass Kamaris? If you're able to take away the human emotion. It's a Yom Shvi. Like you guys said the story. Yom Shvi, a lady came and she brought a Myra and then she started crying. Whatever. You have to realize that you're not doing on one hand, you want to be tied to the Baila, but you're not doing any favor by being tied to the Baila. You don't want to meet her flowing the galaxies in Kairos, right? No, that's what it is. That's what they're talking about. That's Lushaik. I'm saying it's Kairos. That's what you realize. You're not doing somebody a favor by being tied to somebody. If it's about some. No, people are like, it's the game. They try to find like the biggest, they'll pass it around to find one person who's being meek and find this. You're not doing yourself a favor. If you're usher, you're chayv karis. Have to remember that. One more time. Whoever wasn't listening. If you're usher, you're chayv karis. So you're not doing yourself a favor by, people try to find out. They move to the neighbor, trying to the person who's the biggest meek possible. And you're like, yeah, you have to find out, whatever. Good luck. What? What is that? What is that? If the rev is wrong, of course it's cars. What's the side? What do I say? What do I say? Because the pahem double shot zebra, the pahem double shot zebra, bezin paskin wrong, you're being carbon. Sanhedrin adogos may be Uranus. Sanhedrin adogos may be Uranus, later, I don't know. It's, what do I say? So you have a right to know. The HD is a Zach. There is a Zach, you have a right to be. You have a right to be samech on your rabbi to a rabbi. You have a right to, you want to take person as your rav and whatever, yesh stuff like that. But right, you just have to realize that there's something like kalas reish in the tzibur a little bit with maris. That's what it seems to be like. This one he's terrible. He's terrible. I don't know, maybe not. Something like that. I'm not saying that. But there is a certain kalas reish. You have to realize, we're dealing with the issachamur, we're talking about the issacharis, and right, and he's a shikol das of Tamil Chacham, and yeah, fine. Anyhow, okay, back to this again. So kids, the Gemara brings down that the five mini maris, which are dumb and which are tame, other maris are going to be tar. What? In other words, that it's dam, which is tar. Not all dam is going to be tar. In the shadow of these other maris, what's the story with them? These other maris, which are tamay, are dam for the makar? Just it's not going to be tamay. The shadow is that this is dam, which is not going to be from the makar. So the chinuch brings down. It sounds like the rest of the chinuch is that the heimini dam will come from the makar. Other mini dam are not from the makar. They're from somewhere else. That's what the chinuch said. The chinuch is matmias. It definitely does. Well, the stomach is rather the pasha is not like that. Rather the hemini dam come from the makar, and definitely is the pasha that the other dam. the old dam come from the makar. No, what's the pshat of these things? Pshat is like we're trying to figure out what comes in the makar. Or pshat is everything comes in the makar. Just certain things in matamis, certain things in matar, and that's going to nafkamina. Let's say nafkamina is there's a shaila which we'll discuss. Let's say somebody puts into the makar blue dye or something and mixes it in. So does that make it now that it's not going to be tummy? And, you know, it's we're trying to figure out what comes in the makar. So then it came from the makar. And we're trying to figure out there's a certain color. A certain color scheme, then is that is. Again, there's more hunger than the Naman. Now, that all the Dham from the Makar, Sin Dham are going to be Tamis, Sin Dham are going to be Tar. Now, the Gemara brings that one. We'll get to that. The Gemara really brings down a lot of Amiram didn't want to Paskin Maris because Yodea, who's a Bucky, and we see from the Din Gemara there are certain Amiram which didn't want to pass Gemara. So the Rashi brings down that Bizman Azah, we're not Bucky in Maris, and therefore, even though Midei Raisa Dafka, the four mini reds, black is red which went bad, that's Midei Raisa. But nowadays we're not sure, we don't know how to deal with Maris and how to pass with Maris, and therefore, we're Matama anything which is Nota, let me miss anything which is close to red, so then the halach is that you have to go ahead and be machmer. So shayla is bizman azeh that we're machmer anything which has any shayla, anything which is close to red, you have to go to be machmer. The shayla is that nowadays can I mitzvah for tesvak sveika? I lost a mara which I wasn't sure. I saw it at night. I went through the day. You know, can we make it into a svak sveika or pshat is? Once we said it, we're not Bucky, therefore now it's Mitam Bada, it's going to...
What's the
Sveika? I have a color, what will be the Sveika? Every Bidika is Savik Daraisa, and I wasn't sure about the color, and I got lost. Like when was the Bidika? What? Oh yeah, it's, you know, it came to staff as a. It's basically so the shayla is. They here for sure.
What's the
story? If you have a sex way, can you make a. What is it? What? What is it? Can you make a. Is one able to make a sweat out of it? So the tire brings down. What is it? It was a color which is not a stack of red. So now we're in the. Anyone who became the thing, we're in that svar. So let's say I'm not sure if it was that color or not. And if I can find out, so if you're not sure, so pass on to, you know, Baruch Hashem Yishalayim, we have a lot of competent people who could pass Gemaras, you know, probably a couple hundred, so pass on somebody else. But now let's say it got lost in between, or the person himself saw it, and, you know, and it says it wasn't a stacker, it was like whatever, and now it got lost. You know, are we able to make it into can we make it into Safik if it's red or not? Intim Slamer, if it was red, Safik if it was Argosha or not? What? What do you say? Because it makes sense, what Svek Sveika is. So the Torah brings down, instead of Katan Chas, he wants to even start with the Svek Sveika. He wants to make it into Svek Sveika. And. He wants to say they can make a sex maker, suffic if it was those colors, suffic not those colors, and he's going to make Isaac Chesarin Yedia. He says maybe Chesarin Yedia is a problem. Isaac Chesarin only Chesarin Yedia, maybe it shouldn't be a problem. He gets involved, maybe Chesarin Yedia maybe could be mistaken to sex maker, not one suffic now, maybe sex maker, yeah. Mistaken to shoot is that sex maker, a Chesarin Yedia wants a suffic to everyone, maybe it is a sex maker, and he wants to say it's a sex maker. But it's mayor. By us, in Sif Aleph says that no, you cannot make it into Svek Sveika. He says that just like Venus Akum, Venus Akum is a suffix. Maybe there's pig milk in there. We all know what's going on over there. And Chazak came along and asked Venus Akum because maybe, you know, maybe there was a Chalav Tami mixed inside of it. So every time he should make the Shach discuss with it, maybe he should make it Svek Sveika. So they say no. Same as Chazak, Gufa asked our suffix. So then it's not a sex faker. This is what Chazal answered. Once Chazal answered, it's a bad day self. It's Dikas Chom, it's all a self, right? This is Chazal's Chazal to be cautious for it. Zuck the base mayor that the Bishad is, that no, the Haint, it's like Venus Akum and Venus Akum, and therefore you have to go ahead and be Machmer, and it's not going to be the sex faker. The Masham and Shuvah, He says, he's chilek on the base mayor. He says that, what do you mean? It's any dumb to give Venus Hakim. Venus Hakim was Tanas Chazal. Over here, it wasn't a Tanas Chazal. It's just that nowadays we have a problem. We don't know what to do. We can't figure it out. It's different. We have to be Machmer Misafik. But there's no Tanas Chazal over here, whether that you have to be Machmer Allah Safik. So it's a Sisi Machlegis. Is the silly dove is that there's no Takano, just Bizman is that we don't know. Different, we don't know. Bizman is that different. We have to go ahead and be Machmer, and therefore maybe Dan has a sex fake or not, or Pshat is a no, maybe it goes in Chumash Rav Zeira. That's part of, and it's the Tekanas Chazal that you have to, we're not bucking colors, and therefore you have to go ahead and be Machmer. Yeah, I'm sure it's not the Mashiach. Is this year? The Rambam brings down Basim Nasus Bidikas at night. The Rambam brings down Paschas like the Gemara in Rain Bidikas Balai Nasus Bidikas at night. So the question is in terms of seeing Bidikas at night. So that's going to be Alacha when they get seeing Bidikas at night. So the Tosha Shlomo brings down that since even though the Rambam Paschas shouldn't see Bidikas at night, since the Bizman is an Aleph, any term Ma 11 Yorik only make on white. And Yorick, it's not such a hard try to figure out whether there's no shaykhs to read. That anything was any shaykhs to Rebbe's minds that we have to be machmer on. Therefore, anything, you know, in olden days, you were like, still be machmer, like, it's this type of red, that type of red, and it's like, mama, if you have to see B'diyuk in the right shade and at night, it's going to go ahead and mess it up. That's what we saw, the whole heter of Ksamim, right? We saw Ksamim on Svenim. So Rashi says it's not nicker when you have a little bit of color on it. It changes the color of the blood. So Pshat is in the olden days, the Pshat is that when you're dealing with different shades of red, a lot of times we can tell nowadays, you know it's blood, come on. But the Pshat is Chazal were on Goizer on Ksamim on Svenim, being that in the olden days they were trying to figure out whether this type of red, that type of red, and any little shade of color could change it. Therefore, that's the reason why it would change it. Even though Bizman is there, we could figure out, it doesn't make a difference. Once they weren't good, they weren't good. Anyhow, so look, there's something you can see at night, because Pekah you could tell, and therefore it's going to be okay. Other Achronim say, like, that Lemaisa, you know, Och Hashemah says, like in Sekhon Tazayin, like the Chush, a lot of times it changes from night to day, you know, the way it looks. And he says, Betzim, it's not so recommended really to Paskin at night. So Betzim, the only time really you can Paskin at night is if it's no Shaila. If there's no Shaila, then you can Paskin at night. If it is a Shaila, even the Tosh Lamz was it. Nowadays, we're machmer everything for whatever. Because if there's no Shaila, then you can Paskin at night. But if it's something which is a Shaila, so then you're not able to Paskin at night because Betzim, you know, being based on the color, you're not able to tell, and therefore whatever. Now there are some Rabbanim which have a light, which they say has the same color as daylight, and they all have the same color as daylight, and therefore they all whatever. Now there are some Mayuras who have such a light. What? I don't know. Sadanik. What? I never got one. No. But Brooklyn's had one and it broke and he's not fixing it. Already, whatever. He doesn't want to fix it. I think because because there are some people who have such a light. Right there. In other words, a lot of Bonim are, you know, they train themselves. And as you get a married night, you look at it and you see how it is during the day. And if they're right, you're starting to get a certain of a chush, like what this is going to look like during the day, what's this going to look like, you know, what it's going to look like. But because all marriage should be brought during the day, you know, that definitely is the richtige thing. And whatever, it does take a lot of effort and work to train yourself at night how it's going to look during the day. And a lot of people are not going to be meshking into that. And that's some marriage, but some should be brought during the day.
Outside?
Hello? That's an if it has to be chamal itself. If your rav is looking inside, or pshat is it's not a shayla. Anything which is a shayla has to be chamal itself. If he's looking at it in, indoors or whatever, pshat is there is.
It's not a shayla. There's no
suffix. There's no suffix. Yeah, it doesn't like whatever. Same thing. It's like
even there's no suffix.
That's the same thing. I hope.
No training. Person trains
themselves
to know at night what it would look like, so then
the rav has no suffix. Like, yeah, no, it's not like he has. Is it 1,000% sure this is maratar and there's no, you know, there's no shum. There's no, you know, the bechav is no, bechav is no suffix. So kitzim in the gera. Do you have a gemara need there a second? There's no shetre.
Thank you.